This is Blank on Blank. I'm David Gerlach, and we're bringing you something new as we build this archive of the American Interview. It's the first installment from our collaboration with HarperCollins Publishers and their imprint, It Books. Today's conversation is with Al Jaffe, an artist who has spent more than five decades drawing detailed, full-page spreads for Mad Magazine. Yes, that Mad Magazine, as in Alfred E. Newman. The cartoonist is the focus of a new biography written by Mary Lou Weissman, with dozens of illustrations by Jaffe himself. It's called Al Jaffe's Mad Life, and from the interviews Weissman gathered along the way, we get to hear Jaffe on how drawing in the dirt and on the sidewalk helped him make it through a pretty rough childhood. Jaffe will take us on an amazing odyssey that began in Georgia, made an extended, difficult stop in Lithuania, before finally ending up in New York City. This is Blank on Blank.
I was born in Savannah, Georgia, a long time ago, 1921. And I was a typical little southern kid running around, you know, jumping, climbing palm trees and jumping around. When at the age of six, my mother decided that she would like to take us back to the little town in Lithuania where she was born, I think, and visit her father and sister and other relatives. I was a stranger there. I didn't speak any of the languages, and I had a difficult time integrating into the society of the little kids that I met, but to the rescue came my ability to draw cartoons, because I would get a stick and I would start drawing cartoon characters that I had loved when I was a little kid in Savannah, and sort of ingratiated myself with my ability.
Now, a world away back in Savannah was Jaffe's father. He's the one who had introduced his boys to the Sunday Funnies. To their amazement, they would watch as he would reproduce near-exact replicas of the cartoons they saw in the paper. Then young Al Jaffe, he went by Abraham back then, would emulate his dad, trying to draw his own copies. But now father and son were thousands of miles apart. Months separated turned into years. Jaffe was stuck living in Zarasai, Lithuania, and he wasn't coming home.
Life there was not easy for me and my brother. But we were frequently hungry and neglected. My mother did a lot of, she was a religious woman, spent a lot of time in the synagogue, and also did a lot of charity work for poor people, helping the elderly and so on, and cooking for them, and she would forget to do the same thing for us.
Is it true that your father kept sending money to your mother for passage for you?
Yes.
And your brother's home, and your mother just would give it away to the rabbi? And
that's true. My father, who remained in America because ostensibly this was supposed to be a relatively short visit for my mother to see her father and sisters, but somehow my mother lost track of time and became involved in the town, and I apparently was a society that she loved very much, and she was more comfortable than in Savannah, Georgia. So she just forgot to come back, and my father kept sending money and letters and pleading with her to come back to America. But as time went by, it just looked more and more like my mother was never voluntarily going to return. And my father subsequently came over and took most of us back.
In total, it took 6 years for Jaffe's dad to raise the money and get over to Lithuania to bring his children home. 6 years, can you imagine? But after all this, Al Jaffe was finally headed home. To a new home, that is, one in New York City.
When I returned to America at the age of 12, it was another adjusting experience that I was not crazy about. But as an aside, I would say, once again, my cartooning ability helped a great deal, because I would start drawing cartoons on the sidewalks with chalk, and other little 12-year-olds and even older kids were entranced by it, because I knew how to draw Mickey Mouse by heart.
Now, even with Mickey Mouse on his side, kids still called Jaffe a greenhorn. They made fun of his accent. I guess it must have been tinged with Russian or Lithuanian or Yiddish, all of which Jaffe had picked up by then. But he also still knew English. His mother spoke it with him in Lithuania. And that helped Jaffe quickly get up to speed at Herman Ritter Junior High in the Bronx. And it was there one day that Jaffe, along with about 50 other kids, were sent down to the art room. And the teacher in the room said, "Draw something, anything."
The only thing I could think of drawing was the town square, which I had so recently come from. And I drew the town square with the old church and the horse and so on.
The story goes that all the kids except for two were sent back to their classrooms. Those two singled out budding artists were Al Jaffe and another kid named Will Elder. Then the pair was told to go down to the principal's office.
And while we were sitting in the principal's office waiting to be called in, this little guy, little Willie, whom I only met just a few minutes ago, turned to me and said, "I think they're going to send us to art school."
Little Willie was right. They were going to art school. Jaffe and Elder became part of the first class of the famed High School of Music and Art. They would remain lifelong friends, and down the road, Elder would become one of the founding cartoonists for Mad Magazine. A few years after that, Al Jaffe would catch on with Mad as a freelancer, and he's been a fixture there ever since. Now you can hear Jaffe reveal the story behind lots of Mad Magazine adventures, the birth of his intricate fold-ins, his snappy answers to stupid questions, by heading over to blankonblank.org. I do wish to thank Mary Lou Weissman for adding her interview to the archive, and you can check out her new book, Al Jaffe's Mad Life. It's being put out by It Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers. Once again, this is Blank on Blank, and I'm David Gerlach. Keep listening.